The following is a rebroadcast of a program of All Things Jessamine that aired originally in June of 2015. Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a gentleman who was a mayor of Nicholasville at one time. He also owned a department store. His name was Shelby Combs. We'll be talking to his children, Jane and Rad, about him, their mom, and their contribution to our community. And we'll do that right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program of All Things Jessamine that aired originally in June of 2015. Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you here on this Saturday morning before Father's Day. I want to explain to you the chain that we have established in this program and why this program fits into that chain. About a month and a half ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing Leonard Fitch in Wilmore. And during the program, he mentioned the Moron Brothers. 2 weeks later, we had the Moron Brothers on. And during that interview, they mentioned Elmer Stevenson. 2 weeks after that, we had Elmer Stevenson's program with his wife Doris, and in that, she mentioned Billy Lockridge. Well, Billy Lockridge was 2 weeks later. Of course, he was a mayor of Nicholasville, and he took over for mayor after the guy we're going to talk about today, and that's Shelby Combs. So that's how this chain is developing along the summer. So today I have with me the children of Shelby Combs. Jane Combs and Rad Combs are in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
We are glad to have you here this morning, and we want to talk about a couple that was very influential and in our community for many years, and that's your parents. Shelby and B. Combs. And I guess the best place to start out is, Shelby was known as he was mayor for quite a while here in Nicholasville. Is that right?
Nearly 16 years, yes.
And four terms. I mean, that's a pretty good record. I don't know that maybe Mr. Jeter may have been the only one that had more than he did.
Probably so. I believe that's right. Daddy resigned before the end of his fourth term due to health reasons.
Well, a lot of people know him as mayor, but even more people may know him for Martin's Department Store.
That's correct. They were in business for a long time here in Martin's. Through the years, it's just seemed like a town fixture.
Right. So that's exactly right. Well, we're going to talk about that history. Let's start by talking about how Shelby Combs started. Let's go back to the beginning. Give us a little background of where he was born and his parents, and then go on in and talk about your mom, because she was a vital part of this family, too.
Yes, she was. Mother and Daddy met at what is now Alice Lloyd College. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was Caney College. Our daddy was born in Vest, Kentucky, in Knott County.
Okay, down the hills.
Deep, deep, deep in the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
Daddy attended that school from the time he was 11 years old. It was a boarding school then, and he and his brother and two sisters attended boarding school in elementary, high school, and then the first 2 years of college. Mother, being from Floyd County, also attended mm-hmm. Alice Lloyd College, mm-hmm. then Caney College. And Daddy met this, he used to say, a gorgeous redhead. And that was it.
Of course, I never knew your mother as a redhead.
No, mother had beautiful red hair.
Yeah. What about that? So they met at college at Alice
Lloyd. They met in college. They married in 1940. Mm-hmm. And lived in Sassafras, Kentucky.
Now, where is that?
Sassafras, Kentucky is actually where Martin's Department Store originated.
Really?
It started by our great-grandfather, Sheridan Martin.
Now, that on your dad or your mother's
this
side?
This is my father's maternal grandfather.
And he started Martin's Department
yes, he
Store.
Did. Red has the original sign hanging in his
Really?
Home. Martin's Cash Store was the name.
Cash Store, and that's where it all started. So that store was in business for a long time, counting here and there both.
1880-something,
wow.
I believe. I'm not certain of that, of the particular year, but that's true.
Now, did your dad work in that store as growing up?
He did, went off and on, but then he went away to boarding school.
Right.
I have to remember that the town of Sassafras and the town of Vest, where Daddy was born, weren't very far apart, but there were no roads.
Yeah.
Everything was mule or horse.
So it was far apart to them.
They were very far apart, and the mountains are very deep and very high.
Right. Well, I was reading some information that your mother had written several years ago, and she was a stumbo.
She was.
Now,
there's a story about
that. Yeah, tell us about that, because I was reading about how the stumbos in Germany had different spellings and how that all happened with politics, because, you know.
Well, they did.
Yeah, it's funny how names of people has something to do with politics sometimes.
Our mother was born in Martin, Kentucky, strangely enough, and she is a stumbo. That's S-T-U-M-B-O, and that's in Floyd County. Now, there is a group of stumbos, so the tale goes. I've never seen this written or proven. It's just the family story that all the stumbos in that spell their name S-T-U-M-B-O in primarily then in Floyd County are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Republican stumbos were somewhat ostracized from the family and moved to another county.
Mm-hmm.
It's where Paintsville is.
Johnson County.
And it's S-T-A-M-B-A-U-G-H, and they're Republican.
So they wanted to make it clear.
Make it very clear.
We're not one of them.
We're not one of them. That's correct.
That's funny.
That's correct.
You got to remember, too, during this time, you know, Democrat, Republican, you know, politics in eastern Kentucky was... Mm. Could be life or death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Now, is that family related to Greg Stumbo, who is our speaker?
Yes.
Of the House.
Yes,
yeah, really.
That's correct.
The same bunch.
And Janet Stumbo, the woman elected to the Supreme Court, is our first cousin, is the daughter of Mother's brother.
Really?
In fact, I have to tell you this. My mother and father both swore it to be true. When Mother and Daddy married in a tiny little Presbyterian church on the side of a mountain, the minister looked at both of them and said, "You're a stumbo." And Mother said, "Yes."
Mm-hmm.
And "Shelby, I know who you are. You're a comb." And he said, "Are you sure you want to marry a stumbo?" And Mother said, "Sure." And he asked Daddy the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I don't know if I really ought to do this or not. I worry about your children." And we didn't turn out that bad.
Well, I guess that's up for opinion.
I guess it's according to your doctor.
Well, they married in 1940 back in 40 in Whitesburg and went on to be educated in college. Take us down the road a little bit there.
I feel like I'm doing all the talking. I'm the oldest, but...
That's right. You have all that knowledge. I'm just sitting back.
He's here for
me.
Rad's here for look.
This is just, he's just like my dad.
Yeah.
Mother attended Alice Lloyd College, because Caney College is unknown to most folk now. And for 2.5 years, when they married, you could teach school after 2 years of education, actually from high school, but Mother did have that kind, that background. So she taught elementary school in a one-room schoolhouse for I'm not sure how many years. Then she and Daddy moved to Bowling Green, and Daddy graduated from what is now Western Kentucky University.
Yeah.
Daddy taught biology and zoology. Most people don't know.
Really?
And refereed basketball.
Hmm.
We are from a group of Combs that are basketball coaches and referees, and their children play. And he was a big UK fan, even though he went to Western. But that was before they came here.
Didn't he coach somewhere?
He did. He did. But
so.
I'm not sure. It was.
I don't remember
it was
where.
Junior high, school. But
high school.
I don't know where. Teaching and coaching were one of his first loves.
Now, Rad, he was a military man too, wasn't he?
He was. He was in World War II with General Patton's group in Belgium.
Yeah.
Battle of maybe Bastogne. It was odd. You know, everybody deals with something like that different. And he never spoke about anything in the Army and his experience. And Mom said when he came home, all they brought was the clothes on his back.
Really?
He was a staff sergeant, that I knew of, but I never really knew until he passed away what he did.
Yeah.
And there were all these medals and things, and he was a sharpshooter.
Really?
And which translates into a sniper today.
So he
never, ever spoke of anything. Never.
And I understand that. Well, I don't understand it, but I've heard of lots of people who go through things like that, that's one of those things they just don't want to relive.
And it all came together when I found that out. When I was little, he used to take me groundhog hunting. And he had a great big old rifle, and it made a lot of noise, and it scared me because I was a little fella. And he could shoot these groundhogs, and I couldn't even see them. I mean, that's how
now
far
you
away
know
they were. And then it all came together. Yeah. You know, I understand.
You know, a few weeks ago on Veterans Day, or Memorial Day, we interviewed Johnny Collier. Of course, his dad was in the battalion death march and was a prisoner of war. And he made the comment. He said, you know, knowing what Dad went through, what Mr. Collier went through, he was surprised that when he came home, how gentle of a man he was. And your dad was the same way.
Same way.
I mean, what I remember about Shelby Combs, a very quiet, soft-spoken, pretty much mellowed out kind of guy. So, you know, that just goes to show you that you don't know what goes on behind the doors of someone's life.
You don't.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, I found a picture once, and Daddy was, he landed on Normandy, and he was one of the soldiers that helped liberate Auschwitz.
Yeah.
And there were two photographs in the bottom of his gun cabinet, and they were of Auschwitz.
Hmm.
And I asked him about it, and he really didn't tell me what it was, but the pictures disappeared.
What he saw was nightmarish.
It was, and he never mentioned it.
Yeah.
I guess all that we had of that was probably letters that he had sent to Mom and stuff that he put in the letters.
Right.
But there was nothing, you know. Nothing.
What about that?
He never mentioned
it. Nope.
A hero. I mean, anybody that serves in that.
Oh, exactly.
And to my mind, anybody that's got the guts to serve, period, no matter where they are and what they're in, a hero.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's great to know about it. That's a little nugget that I enjoy in these programs because I learn things I didn't know, and I'm glad. Well, he got out of military and returned from duty, and I understand that they went back to school.
Well, they did. They did. As a matter of fact, I think that's when he went to Western to finish, and it's been a long time since I had to remember that, but I do.
Yeah,
that's when they went to Bowling Green and he finished school.
Okay, and to learn how to run Martins, I guess.
No,
or to learn business.
To learn business, because
he already knew how to run Martins.
Well, sort of. yes, he did. But he went to finish. He wanted his ultimate goal was to teach.
Okay.
He had no idea that one day his mother's brother named Rad, coincidentally.
So
would say, we're going to expand these stores. We're going to move out into the state, and we're going to put several on it.
Did Uncle Rad, did he make the decision where these franchise stores were going to be?
Yes, he did, with our grandmother's assistance and a couple of the other brothers.
And one of them was here?
One was here. This was chosen because of its close proximity to Lexington.
Okay.
And this was the furthest west for a long time.
It was.
And he was talking to the children of his brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to let our great-grandfather's business help his nieces and nephews earn a living. So Nicholasville was selected, and Moorhead and Sagersville, and help me here, West Liberty. And
so how many of these Martin stores were there?
One time there were 14.
Really? Yeah. I just thought Martin's was Nicholasville, and that was it.
No.
Wow, this was a big, this was almost like the Dawhairs.
Well,
you had
they
them
were our only competition in eastern Kentucky.
What about, because they were all from down there, weren't they?
Yeah. And we're all friends.
Yeah.
They grew up together. But at any rate, there were two stores left, Nicholasville and Moorhead.
And Shelby had to go to one of them.
And Uncle Rad said, we're not going to get in a fight. Because they were all of these cousins, first cousins, were raised as brothers. They went to college together.
Sure,
they were
right.
The same age. Their children are as close to us as first cousins. He said, we're going to flip a coin to avoid a fight.
Of who goes where?
Of who goes where.
Now, who was it narrowed to?
Narrowed to my father and the former mayor of Moorhead.
Well, that runs in the family too, doesn't it?
Politics, I guess, yeah.
They called him Burrhead. His name, Burr was his nickname. His name was C.W.
Was he mayor of Moorhead after?
After he got the story.
Okay, kind of like your dad.
Right.
He was.
Okay.
Right.
He was.
Okay. So it was down to those two, and to make it fair, what did they do?
They flipped a coin.
They
flipped a coin and said, call it, and I'll call the store. Daddy said, I want Moorhead. And Rad said, heads, it's Moorhead. Tails, it's Nicholasville. And that's how it was.
So he knew going in he wanted Moorhead.
He always said that.
He got the tail end.
Yeah.
He came to Nicholasville.
Yeah.
This was the tail end.
And there was no question. You're going to Nicholasville.
You're going to Nicholasville.
I'm tickled that it worked that way.
Sure, me too.
And Daddy always said he was glad it worked that way.
He came here and they opened. Now, when they opened the store, of course, my remembrances of Martin's is located across the street from the radio station where the Nixville Cafe is now.
Right.
But it was not there originally.
Yeah.
It was on the side of the street of the station, right?
It was.
Yeah. Tell us about that. The start of the store.
Go.
It was there where the old Farmer's Bank.
In later years, that would have been Rob's Hardware.
There was Farmer's Bank.
Jessamine Hairstyle, all
that's
that.
Daddy and Joe Rob became such good friends.
But there's a reason that he moved from that location.
They robbed the bank, is that correct?
Yeah.
And blew the side out of the bank, whoever did it.
Right.
Nitroglycerin.
Blew out the side out of the store.
From what I understand about that story, they tried to blow up the vault the first time. They didn't use enough dynamite. They came back the second time, used too much.
Blew all the money
so
out of the
road.
So
it not only blew a hole in the Farmer's Bank, it destroyed the side of Martin's also.
It did.
It destroyed all the inventory.
See, that's a little nugget when people talk about it that's not mentioned, is that Martin's was also destroyed. So I guess at that point in time, they thought, well, we're going to have to do something. So is it that when they went across the street?
As far as I know, that's the story. That's when they moved.
The store was destroyed. The building was, you couldn't, they tore it down. And they bought the original theater.
Right. Now, the theater, it's kind of odd because it was funny how these places jumped around. Because the theater started on that corner and ended up on the opposite
corner
across from Farmer's Bank, which is now a parking lot.
Right.
And later, I love how this all ties. Later, Bob Hughes had his Nixville drugstore in there until he decided to move across the street where Martin's was.
I know. That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah. They'll jump in beans.
Yeah.
They went back and forth. And, of course, I remember it when it was over there, and I can so clearly to this day. You know, there are certain things about old Nicholasville that, to me, I will never forget. One is the odor of Ward's Bakery.
Oh, gosh, yes.
The second one is what a cherry Coke from Yearwood's tasted like. And one of the things I'll never forget is riding or driving down Main Street and seeing your dad with his foot up on that, in that front window, with his foot up on that little ledge and his chin on his hand looking at the traffic go by. A view that I'll never forget. I could just see him there.
Yes,
of course, now Martin sold a lot of stuff.
Yes, we did.
I mean, it was not just, a lot of people thought it was just men's clothes, but it was all kinds of things, wasn't it?
It was men's, women's, and children's clothing, and linens, and shoes.
Yeah, linens, shoes, you know, all kinds of, you know, just anything dry goods, so to speak. That's what they used to call it, dry goods.
Originally, they sold furnaces and appliances and all this kind of thing. Well, the store in Vico still did.
Yeah.
That's where we all got
jewelry,
everything.
I mean,
it's so a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It was a general store.
I want to backtrack just a little bit because in 1947, when they established the store here, they established something else, and that was you.
Well, I was 6 months old when we moved.
So you came here, and let's stop and talk about now you. Tell us kind of what you're doing now and what your life has been about a little
bit. Well, I have one daughter.
Yeah, who is named?
Shelby. Strangely enough. Shelby lives in Connecticut now.
Okay.
She's very happily married and has two beautiful little boys who are absolutely perfect, of course.
Of course.
I now work for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. I retired from Bluegrass Area Development District, and then you can't stay home. And I live here in Nicholasville quite happily and keep track of my brother and sister-in-law and niece and nephew.
And all your life, you've stayed true to the STUMBO spelling.
Yes,
of
sir.
Stumbo.
That is my mother's maiden name. We have.
So that was in 47. So you came here, so you grew up.
I grew
in
up
Jessamine County and Nicholasville.
I was born in Martin, Kentucky.
Yeah. But this is all you know.
By an uncle.
Oh, really?
My mother's three uncles were physicians.
Now, you all use names throughout this family. I hope you don't tell me your uncle's name was Jane.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, let's make sure
that great grandmother on the son's side.
So we get you in the picture. So they come in, they open Martin's department store, and somewhere around late 50s, is that when you came along,
Rand?
That's
when I came along. Yeah. It was probably a surprise.
What, 10, 11 years between you two, isn't there?
12.
12 years. Yeah.
So just like a doll. Just like a doll. We carried him around Georgia's. He'd ride around Georgia's with all the girls.
I was old enough to remember the pizza and the Coke. That's
you
all
know.
I remember. And the corn dogs. I think they called them, what, Pronto Pups.
Pronto Pups.
Yeah.
That was it. He had Pronto Pups.
Now, you were born in 59, and I think your mom and dad lived up on 3rd Street, I think. Is that right?
They did.
3rd Street.
They lived on Depot Street, actually, by Southern States.
Yeah.
And the year I was born, they moved
over. Mm-hmm. Well, Jane told us what she's done. Now let's talk about you. Tell us about your family and your career.
Out of school, I floundered around quite a bit trying to find my way, and like a lost pup, and ended up, long story short, at Bluegrass Energy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there 30 years, so
well,
it's been my career.
But your other career is the one that keeps you busiest. That's the,
it is,
the woman, that woman.
Yeah, I'm married to, I call her my soulmate, which she is. Was Kelly Sue Welch, and
right.
And I've got two wonderful kids, Bailey and Alex, and my wife, of course, owns a hair salon here in
right.
town, and she has for years, and that's my side job. That,
sure.
that keeps me busy. I guess between all of us, we've got a pretty rich history here in Nicholsville.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, you know, he did Martin's, but he wasn't only selling things in a department store and going to the Presbyterian Church. What made him get involved with the local politics? I know, was he on the council before he was mayor?
He was.
What brought that on?
Blood.
Yeah, just had it in his blood.
It's in our genetic makeup.
Yeah.
Daddy always wanted to be able to give something back.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to make it a better place.
Yeah.
Not only for his children, but everyone else. There were no jobs here.
Yeah.
Either work for the school or...
That's about it.
Or in Lexington.
Yeah,
and
yeah, right, IBM,
Lexington,
something like that.
IBM at the time, that's true.
IBM.
Yeah.
And he wanted to create opportunities so mm-hmm. people would stay here in the community would mm-hmm. grow in the right way.
So he ran for council first. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, I've got it here. He was elected in 1966 and then ran and won mayor in 70.
Correct.
Is that right? And he was really, he was talking about jobs. Shelby was very instrumental, I guess, in starting like the industrial age here in our county and even Central Kentucky.
He was president
he
of
was.
The Industrial
yeah.
Foundation and helped develop it, the Jessamine Industrial Foundation. Daddy worked very closely behind the scenes with former Governor Julian Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
With former Senator Wendell Ford to establish the Economic Development Cabinet in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. So he was truly committed to what you said. He was committed to helping with the jobs.
Daddy's part-time, didn't get paid. He wanted to make it better, and he did.
I'll brag on him a little bit. Let me tell you how influential he was in that, and I remember seeing this in Neil Cassidy's office when I was over there. Your dad was, I guess, one of the founders of Bluegrass Ad, we call it.
He was.
Bluegrass Area Development. And they give an award every year in your dad's name. Now, when you have a group that will give an award in your name, you're pretty significant to that group. And I guess that is given to someone in the area who has really, really shown a commitment to development. And I know you guys got to be proud of that.
Yeah. We are.
We are.
Now, Mom, of course, wasn't just sitting at home baking cookies. Mom was taking care of you two and helping with the store and doing all kinds of things. B was, I would assume, first a mother, but then tell us more about her.
Well, you know, she, like you said, she worked at the store too, and she took care of us. And at a drop of a hat, Dad would say, "The governor's coming by. You know, is the house ready? Can we have, you know, does it have anything that we can fix him to eat or
right,
whatever?"
Right.
And she would come home from the store and create these dinner parties and all this kind of stuff. Just unbelievable. And here I am, a teenager, looking at all this stuff, scratching my head, and I'm thinking, like, what in the heck is going on? I'm just getting out of here. I gotta go.
Just
I mean, it's my God, I gotta leave. And it was just, I mean, it just people, you know, you never knew who was gonna be at home when you came
yeah.
home. he couldn't do what he did without her behind him. Right. You know that. And you know, when he was gone from the store, she took care of that.
Right.
And most people didn't know that, but you know, she pretty much kept the business running.
Yeah.
Because he was gone a lot, you know, right. later years,
right.
stuff like
that. Right.
And that was fine with them. That was okay. You know, they were a team.
I'll ask you a hard question. One word to describe your dad, Rad, what would you say?
Respectful. And he was respectful of everyone, everything, no matter who it was, what their problem was. And he showed me that.
Yeah.
And that's what I remember.
Good lesson. What about you, Jane? Can you do one word?
Daddy.
That's good. That's a good one. You know, a few months ago, you asked me before we started if I'd ever interviewed my mother, and I did. And one of the things that I said right at the end was a lot of people were impressed with Dad because of his art, because of his talent. And he was. He was a talented guy. Sure. I recognize that.
But he was a great guy,
I loved him. But to me, you know what I miss? I just miss Dad. It has nothing to do with art. If I could have Daddy back right now, I wouldn't care if he could draw anything. I just Dad.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that your word for Mom would be just that, Mom.
Yeah, Mother.
Yeah, special people that were in our town and helped to shape our town in ways that people don't realize. And folks out there listening, because we lost Shelby back in 91, people that are new to our community or listening to this station and maybe aren't from here don't really realize what impact that those two people had on Nicholasville, especially in its formation and where we are today.
True.
Thank you very much. The people of Nicholasville also had a big impact on our family.
Yeah.
They did.
There was a program in which it was decided that regardless of the problems that we have in our town and our county or our state or our country, thank God he put us here.
That's exactly. Here, here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here, and this is home, and this is it. I want you two to know how much I appreciated knowing both your mom and dad. I was one of the lucky ones. I got to know both of them, and there will not be a day that I will stop remembering him standing and sitting in that window watching out over Main Street to see if and to help people if they needed it and making sure that things went well in town. You two are to be proud of your heritage and the fact that that lucky coin landed like it did.
Landed the right way.
That's right, it did. We are proud.
Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My thanks to Rad Combs and his sister Jane Combs as they tell us a little bit more about their parents and what they meant to our community. I appreciate you coming in for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Don't forget my regular show every weekday morning from 6 to 8. We'll get you up and going right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.